Hello there. It's me and you.
Hello.
All right. Good year.
Good year, good year. Amen.
Everyone. I take the last share of Rosh Hashanah, so wish everyone a good year. Right.
We're completing today 3 years.
Amazing. Where we
Yeah,
started, Rosh Hashanah?
we started after we started Sukkot. We started right after Sukkot. Baruch
Okay.
Hamer.
Okay, I don't remember. All right, that's amazing. That's amazing. I just have to have more.
Tatsimo
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's start. So we said some. I'm not. I don't know if the people have time to think what we were trying to say yesterday. We were basically trying to answer a few questions at the same time. But okay, anyone have anything to say, or I should just talk?
Maybe we should start, and I think those
Okay.
of us that have what to say will interject.
Basically, the main kasha. There's a few side kashas, and there's one main kasha. Right? Three, and there's really a fourth question we didn't mention in the Kiva Eger, but okay. But the main kasha was that the Achiezer seems has a kasha. How does Tovah's second answer to with the Merab Sachet? Now, we mentioned right off the bat that we didn't know that was a kasha because, so he doesn't agree with the Diakim Sachet, it's only mashmash. But apparently, I don't want to, I'm not, we don't, I didn't feel comfortable arguing with the Achiezer in Derech HaShas. Apparently, when Taita says mashma, that means it's a pretty strong mashmas. Not just that there's like a little mashma. That's like really stark. It's not 100%. It's not beferish, black and white. It's a diak, but it's a stark diak. And therefore, at least the Achiezer holds that it's very Deichik, and it doesn't even hold it's an option to say that the second teretz disagrees with the mashma. So we sort of were mevatel our das to his tekiyas and shas. So the kasha that he has is, so what does the second teretz do to explain this mashma?
Rebbe, just for clarity, the way we came out of this. Now this is the last day before the Rosh Hashanah over here, but there was a the Rebbe's kasha was that was supposed to be a halacha Moshe Mesinai. That halacha Moshe Mesinai is a kasha on Psachim, Rebbe said, right?
No, I didn't say that.
The halacha Moshe Mesinai that says Nesra. How do we understand that when Tosfos thinks that's a halacha that we say Nesra by Nida? And Balu could be Kanu at the same time or no?
Yes, could be.
Is that Balu could be Kanu because of Achiezer's logic?
There was a suggestion. Let me go in order. But no, I did not say that. I did not say that. I'm sorry. I'll try and say it again. So let me try and say it again, hopefully clearer. Because, but let's start from the beginning. The kasha the Achiezer has is how does Tovis in his second answer accept the understand Balakana? The way, I'm not sure if he asked it this way, but the way we understood his kasha is that he's Tovis is that he has like a Mimonasha kasha. Tovis had a half of either. Obviously, in his Havamina, he doesn't know his answer. And his answer, he's Mechadesh, seemingly one thing. That Yisra Adam. Now he's in his Havamina, he didn't know it that way. So now, what does the second Teretz hold? If the second Teretz agrees with the Maskana of the first Teretz, then there's no reason to give a second Teretz. So why Tzav is giving a second teretz? You have the first teretz. First teretz is perfect. Elamai, he doesn't agree with that line. That means that he holds dummy nida tachos isha. So then nida should have a ptur of aleha or something like that. So therefore, there it's not shy to be in Balo Kana. That's the question. So the Achiezer gave an answer that, there's what we pointed out, that when you have a mimana shakasha, there's we said this many times, mimana shakashas are the weakest kashas in the world, because there's structurally there's two avenues, two totally different ways of answering the question. You could either say that, that Tosis does not hold, does hold of the answer and give some explanation why Afo became he needs to give his answer. Or you could explain that if it doesn't hold of his answer and Afo became he holds in Baal of Kano, right? Two totally different approaches. They have no shaykhs to each other. So the Manasha question has a weakness. He said it doesn't give you a direction or which way to take the answer. And you have two different opposite ways of answering. So that is exactly what happened here, that the Achiezer took one approach to the answer, and we took the totally opposite approach. So the Achiezer took the approach on the Mimonashach that Avada, the second answer, did not agree with this line, the dummy, the Achaz Isha Sharais, doesn't agree with that. Aye, so then why is it in Baal HaKadosh? Because you have a Zika for the future, and the Zika for the future causes you have a Zika now. We had, leaving off, there was a third question that Dr. Begin asked that I don't think I can answer yet. So, if we can't answer a question, we just leave it. But leaving off that question, we had two questions on the Achiezer. One is that I didn't, which is maybe a weak question, that we didn't think it's so mistabra that if you're in the erva of Achlas Ishto, you can have a Zika now, even if there is a Svara, because you're going to have a Zika later. And therefore, logically, you should have a Zika now for later, because erva is a repellent. Just like the Gemtaipas says later, I'm pretty sure he says later, that if you had a, if you married a woman and then she became an erva, the erva would be mafkia the Kedushin. It would make the Kedushin go off. So erva is an anti, it can't coexist. Kedushin and erva can't coexist. So likewise, Zika and erva can't coexist. So if you're a diamond Achos Isha, granted you have a great reason why there should be a Zika, because it's a Zika later, and this is going to be a Zika later, you should be Zakuk now for later. But by definition, it's an impossibility, because
theoretical, the erva comes later. Is there a real case that that could happen?
there is a case, and by Nida, that's, I think that's how they know. I think that's how they prove that by Nida, Kedushin is Taisi, by Nida, because if you became and married her and then became a Nida, the marriage doesn't go up. I don't remember, but it's a Taisis later. I don't remember. I'm not, I don't remember all your bummies in one foot, but it's a Taisis later. It's Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. I remember, and I don't even, in the how
The
we
fact that
know.
Nida does not break a Kedushin shows that Kedushin's Tosfos.
I don't know, there's a Taisis.
That logic would not apply
Taisis.
to Yibam though, right?
The Taisis are Memtas, Amad Beis, Diriamazo, Saita. Yeah, they. Okay. It talks about it something, but okay. Anyway, so we were inclined to say, and as I was inclined to say, I don't blame everyone else, that if you learn it's a diamond to Achaz Isha, so the erva of Achaz Isha is an anti-force, and if it's an anti-force, granted it's logical you should have a Zika because there's going to be Zakuk later. If you're going to be Zakuk later, we should make you now Zakuk for later. But you can't have a Zika because you right now you repel Zika. Okay. That was one caution. Maybe Achiezer doesn't agree with this repelling Zika far. The second caution we had, which I thought was a stronger caution, and I have a vague recollection, can't promise that Rabbi Harris told me he liked this question. Well, 7 or 14 years ago, we were talking in Yavamis, That tell me was that was a very good question. I'm pretty sure he told me on this question, is that L'chaira, why is David bringing this line in? He's bringing it in for a raya. Otherwise, but we start out in the beginning of sugya. Otherwise, David is a yenta. The three choices why David is bringing this in: Stam is a yenta, which is not good. He's bringing a raya, or he's coming to bring another answer for his kasha. Another reason why there's no Nesra, because since it's Imbolo Lokano, you're not called. That's what some people say. Since Imbolo Lokano, you're not called Nesra Shachas. The Achiezer for sure can't learn the third way, which because he's saying the only reason why it's Imbolo Lokano is because there's no Nesra. So Taivis can't be explaining why there's no Nesra because it's circular. But okay, anyway, I shouldn't have said that. Leaving that out. So Parshat Shat Taibis, he's not a Yenta. So Taibis is bringing this as a Raya. What else is he bringing it for? So according to the Achiezer, it's a Pliatsuma. Because if the second Teretz agrees, then Baal HaKano, so how in the world is it a Raya to the first Teretz? If the second Teretz, and it's not just the second Teretz, the Svara that the Achiezer gives, if it's some technical reason why the second Teretz could also hold that way, but theoretically a third Teretz wouldn't. Okay, but the Hezbollah that the Achiezer gives, why according to the second Teretz, it's in Baal HaKano, would apply to every single Teretz under the sun. Because at any time you explain that there's no Nesra, then you have a Zika for later. And since you have a Zika for later, you should have a Zika now. So you're destroying Tosfos. Well, Tosfos brings a Raya. It's not a raya if every answer will come up the same way. It's only a raya if some answer would not come out this way. Right? Like that was our gosh.
It could be. It's at least it takes off that Achaz Isha. It certainly takes off the potential that she should be an Achaz Isha. At the end of the day, we know for sure that she's not an Achaz Isha, right? Just being a raya that she is not a full to say that she's Achaz Isha. Once she's out of Achaz Isha, but that's enough to do the fact. That's a good raya
Not
to do
a raya
that.
to anything that Taisa said, because even if you're dummy to Achuz Isha, you see from the second Teretz. Second Teretz holds you're dummy to Achuz Isha, and you still haven't bought Elkanah. So it's not a raya that low dummy to Achuz Isha. Could be you're dummy to Achuz Isha. You get Nesra just like Achuz Isha has Nesra theoretically. Except that since you're a Z, I mean, I don't know, I take it back, that's right. See, you're done with Achazisto, except you're in Baal HaKadosh because you have a Zika now for later. According to the structure of the Achiezer, the second Teretz argues with the first. And yet, even though the second Teretz argued with the first, he agrees with Psachim. So that means you can disagree with the first Teretz and still hold the Psachim. So why is Tzivos bringing in the Psachim? It mathematically, it just doesn't cheshbon.
But that's only once you don't say Nesra.
I don't care. No, it makes no difference.
Yeah,
Why?
the
I don't think that's true. But Tzivos in his Havamina knows that you don't say Nesra. That's
Achiezer maybe it doesn't. Maybe it
objective.
doesn't.
No, I don't think so. That's a lashon of Tzivos. Tzivos conscious ain't a hakshos the
Right,
need.
because he's just granting. He said, and grant if you want to grant the thing. I'm just saying Rebbe's picked that as a posh. I'm saying if we don't grant that step, so then he doesn't know that. I'm just saying.
Hashmos of Taisus is that Taivis knows that Nida doesn't have Nesra. And his question is, why not? Not that he doesn't know whether or not Nida has. Ain't the actual the Nida Teoser, and we know it's not true. Right? That's clearly Taivis is Kasha.
People who do ask it are asking it as a real kasha.
Other people maybe, but Taisus, our Taisus, is saying, it's re, it, my, I think it's Mokra from our Lashon of our Taisis that Taivis, even in his Havamina, knew that Nida doesn't have Nesra. He was only asking why Nida doesn't have Nesra. So since Taivis knows that Nida doesn't have Nesra, so he should know that Nida is in Baal HaKadosh because you're Zakuk now for later. So then you're not bringing a Raya to the first Teretz because the second Teretz will say the same thing. The third Teretz will say, every Teretz will say in Baal HaKadosh. Because every teretz that you give to your kasha will come out that you're zakuk now for later.
So why would he ever think it's halacha l'moshe mesina if he knows for sure there's no nesra?
Please, I didn't say anything.
Rebbe said that Taisus knows for sure there's no
I
nesra.
Didn't say
right?
that. I didn't. What? Taisus knows there's no nesra by nida because he knows halacha. Taisus was observant.
That means he knows it's not halacha l'moshe mesina, correct?
I didn't say a word about halacha l'moshe mesina. I never mentioned those words. I didn't mention why are you mixing that?
That's Rebbe's starting step in every
no,
single.
I'm not in my starting step. I'm asking Akash on the Achiezer. Wait! I'm not saying Akash on the Achiezer.
I'm just showing that if that's Akash, then Rebbe's starting step doesn't start. I'm just
okay. So let me get to my starting step. But then on the Achiezer, the problem is according to the Achiezer's husband, Tavis and his. Havamina knows in his Havamina that there's no Nesra by Nida. The question is why? He gives answer number one, and then he brings a Raya to it. Now, answer number two doesn't hold of answer number one, and yet the Achiezer says he still will accept that Raya. So then the Raya obviously didn't prove answer number one. So what was it? What did Tavis bring the Raya for? The Raya proves nothing, because answer number two will be able to explain the Raya. And answer number three, theoretically, if you came up with answer three, would be able to explain the Raya the same way. And any answer and then the son would explain that Raya. So the Raya is meaningless. The meaningless Raya. You know, the Raya don't prove nothing. Because any answer why there's no Nestra will be able to say in Baal HaKano. So what I wanted to write was someone was trying to say yesterday that we had two other diukim. We had two diukim, and the lashon and the rush was very funny, because first of all, the rush is repeating his kasha, which is extra words, and second of all, when he repeats his kasha in his answer, he repeats it differently than the way he says it in his kasha, which is manda. Why does he? If he wants to repeat his kasha, repeat it. But why repeat it differently? And especially, why repeat it more clear? If you thought it was ambiguous, you should explain it in the question. Okay, that was one problem. We also saw a Rabbeinu Peretz that said, I had a Havamina that it's a halacha l'moshe mesinai. And okay, it's a little strange. Taif has never entertained seemingly such a possibility. It's like an extra machloekas rishayim. We're making an extra machloekas rishayim. And that type is, the Arvidiyana holds pashas one way, and type is in the rush, hold pashas the other way. Okay. So we wanted to say, I wanted to say, I'll take the blame. I thought it was a very true chap. The Achiezer's kasha is mimanasho. If Tysus knows his answer, then why is he bother giving a second answer? If he doesn't know his answer, how can he get a Baal HaKana? So forget, we'll say the second, the answer is obviously Tysus knows his answer. About that, if you don't know his answer, you can never get a Baal HaKana. Complete opposite of the direction that the Achiezer goes. That way, so then why does he give a second answer? Because really, there's not, the entire answer is made up of two parts, not one part. Even though the guys were screaming at me that it's chaser, okay, it's called I drop chaser. But Tavis Teretz is really, there's two parts of Tavis Teretz. And the part that in Eldami, that the second answer agrees to too, but he wrote the second answer. Because that alone does not answer the question, because you still need the second part. Meaning, Tavis' starting point was that he did not assume, you know, he didn't know Lo Dami, he did Achos Isha. Obviously, he didn't know that because he's Mechadish in his first answer. But he also did not know that the Din Nesra is written by Achos Ishto, because that's Daichik. Doesn't say anywhere that Nesra is written by Achos Ishto. There's no Gemara anywhere that says that we have the Din Nesra written by Achos Ishto. That's very, very daichik. You see, Tavis in his second answer definitely doesn't hold that. So we'll say Tavis in his first, in his premise starting, also thought that was very daichik. We have to say that Nes was written by Afos Ishto. Doesn't say that anywhere. Aye, so then why did Tavis, when Tavis walks in, why did Tavis, instead of Tavis asking Akasha, how come Nida doesn't have a din Nesra, he should have asked a more basic question. Because we know whenever, before you ask the keyest questions, you ask him a vague question. He should have asked a more basic question. Where does Nesra come from? Instead of asking, why doesn't Nida have Nesra, just like Achos Ishto, he should have asked a more basic question. I said, where in the world did Nesra and Achos Ishto come from? So he said, when Tavis started, he could have heard. He, you know, then okay, worst comes to worst, I can't find this source. I'll say like Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. What was Halacha Moshe Misinai? Exactly like the words that the Gemara says on the Flamin. Call Yavama Shani Karbalak Yavama Yavalera. That was Halacha Moshe Misinai. That quote. Yeah, so Tavis, I don't know if he's been locked in, but that Tavis, okay, I'm not going to ask where does Nesra come from, because I could say Nesra comes from Halacha Moshe Misinai. Yeah. Right? But I have a kasha. Just like we have a din Nesra by Achos Ishto, we have a din Nesra by Nida. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Halacha Moshe Misinai was given to call Yavama Shani Karba Yavama Yavalao. And Nida fits into that category, just like Achos Ishto fits into that category. Not that he's learning out Nida from Achos Ishto, because you don't have to learn out. It fits in itself into Halacha Moshe Misinai. Call Yavama Shani Kariba. So just like Achos Ishto fit it in, so Nida also fits in.
Maybe it's different because at that step, maybe it's different because she is Typhus Kedushin. She doesn't, she, we don't know, we, her Aisha Sach is different because of that.
Why should that make for a difference? It says, call Yavama.
Because maybe that's only by somebody who's a complete Erva, who's, when they say Erva Gufal Tricha Kraw, maybe it doesn't like that, completely Mufka over okay, here.
But obviously, you stop arguing with Typhus. So, I don't, that's not a cash on me. Tavis is that obviously not a good story. If it'll be a good story, then you can stop. Then stop. You have a kasha. What's Tavis? It's kasha.
Well, I'm saying is that's why Tavis maybe doesn't have a havamina altogether, like Tavis Bear of Paris, and Pasha, he's holding like a rush. I'm just saying, how do we get that starting step so Pasha like that?
But if the, so then, okay. Since the halacha Moshe Misinai is called Yavama Shein Anikariba Yavama Yavo Adao, so Nida is also the same. The Achronim say we have Nesra even by Chai Ve'lav and Asay, I think they say.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I could agree to that, but I wouldn't say Kamu Achas Isha. Achas Isha is a terrible example because it's so much stronger. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't use that Kamu Achas Isha. It's the last one I want to use. I want to use something that's similar, maybe Chai Ve'lav Asay in Achronami. But I wouldn't say Kamu Achas Isha. Kamu Achas Isha is more detrimental to say over here because she's not like Kamu Achas Isha.
In many ways, he is like Achos Ishto. It's an Issa Kares like Achos Ishto. Just have one difference. It's Tafsibu Kedushin, but there's no reason why that difference should make for a difference. The Gabi Nestra, which is the Halacha Moshe Misinai, has nothing to do with Tafsibu Kedushin. So it's not, there's no difference. Why is it different? The thing is, if you're Osir, you're Osir, Olamis. So it depends on the Issa. So this has the same Issa that Achos Ishto has.
What about Pesachim at that point? Okay, and even let's say we grant that. What about Pesachim at that point? Lamaisa, it's kinda.
At this point, Pesachim. Tavis is that I don't. I do not believe that's a valid question. Tavis is allowed to ask one question at a time, especially since the question on Pesachim is only a mashmah. So first he asked on our Gemara, Eino Chinami. Tavis could have asked in his Kasha on Pesachim. I think that's in a few more cases in Tavis. Tavis first will ask one question, and then he asks a different question. And it's going to his Havamina, if he asked his first question, he wouldn't have known the answer to his second question.
If Rebbe would have asked Reb Chaim Leizer at that point if there's a kasher in Pesachim, would he have said no? There's no kasher because I would have said there's a zika v'shmeitah.
Chas v'shalom. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say chas v'shalom, but I don't think it's a question. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's glad kosher. It's more than glad kosher. It's super glad kosher. That Tavis asks one question on the Kamineu Ben Yavamis, and he gives an answer. And then he says that I have a raya to my answer because now I can answer another question.
I'm just asking, why isn't Rebbe saying that?
This does all the time. Let me go, please. Because I want to get through with what I say. But I don't hear any problem. It's glass. It's that this should be my biggest problem. It's not even a problem. It's not even a Dr. Dacus. It's
so, say, why isn't Rebbe saying it's not a problem? Because you would just say this Chaim is a svara.
I don't want to say that Chaim is a svara.
Okay. I'm saying it's just that svara should be true right at that point.
My way, please.
Coming 5 steps later. Nothing happened 5 steps later.
I don't hold it, it's svara. So, in any sense, so I was saying this. The Tavis asked the Kasha. He didn't ask the Kasha, where does Nesra come from? Because he knows if your worst comes to worst, you can say it comes from Alamo Sinai. Maybe you'll think of something else. I don't know. Maybe. But he's not concerned. Maybe you could say it comes from Jochek or Dark Ignite. I don't know. He's not into where it comes from. He knows there are lots of options. He doesn't want to say it comes from Akos Yishuk, because that's slightly Daichik. He's under the impression, Tavis, in order to answer the Kasha, he has to be Mechadish two things. One, that we're learning out Nestra from Akos Yishuk, which is a radical Kiddush. And two, Lo Dami. So even though our Tavis only speaks out, I mean, the Rush implies that because he speaks out, and only after he gives his answer does he ask the Kasha, why is it Lo Dami? Which means that his answer is what causes that problem. So his answer is that we're learning from Akos Yishuk. The Tavis doesn't spell it out, I agree, but it's so self-understood by Tavis explaining why Lo Dami. To Achlas Ishto, you understand that he's saying that Nesra is written by Achlas Ishto. So I was tripping, but I agree, that's slightly different. Okay, but I'm saying basically the structure is...
So is Rebbe hold that Tosis is saying the Mamela, or just don't want to make a machlokes between the Rush and Tosis?
What? I'm saying Tosis is saying the exact same thing as the Rush.
I'm saying, is that because the fact the Rush said... If the Rush, we didn't have the Rush. Would Rebbe say that in Tosis?
Maybe. It's not so bad in Tosis either. It's just the Rush helped me think of this. I don't know if I would have thought of it. The Rush, by the Rush writing in such a funny way, this I thought, and the really reason why I thought of it is because the question of the Achiezer proves it. It's like sometimes the questions have the answer. If you assume not like the Achiezer, so his option is you can't go that way. You have to say the Maskana holds of the teretz. So then the question is: why did the second teretz hold? If the second teretz holds of the first teretz, why did the second teretz give his teretz? Teretz says that there's two parts to the first teretz. Okay, the Rush made it easier to think that. Would I have thought of that if I didn't see the Rush? I don't know. But
what's trying to understand is Rebbe feel forced into it because of the Rush says it, or Rebbe holds
no,
it's a good
no,
sign.
I don't think I'm forced. I think that the Rush motivated to see it, and now that you see it, it's not so terrible in Tosfos either. You know, there's just
it, explains why the second answer is coming in.
Right. So it's saying this. So Tosfos really had with Mechadesh two things. He was Mechadesh a new pshat in Nesra. Then Nesra comes to Machos Ishto. He's Mechadesh that needs Lo Dami and Achos Ishto. Then Tavis brings the Raya to only half of his answer. He's only bringing a Raya to the second half. So then when he comes along and gives the second answer, it's very good. The second answer agrees with the Raya, but I don't agree with your first half of your answer. The first half of your answer is that we don't need it from Achos Ishto. Ooh, that makes one cringe. Where did it say Nistra by Achos Ishto? So the second answer doesn't want to say we learn on Nesra from Achos Ishto. He obviously doesn't want to say we learn it out from Allah from Moshe Sinai, because then you can't split neither from Achos Ishto. So he looks for a third source. He finds a source in Drachecha Darkei Noyam. Okay, that was a basic shot of yesterday.
So what's the second half of the first answer? The first half is that you learn out from Achaz Isha, and the second part is
that you can't learn neither from Achaz Isha, because Odami needed Achaz Isha. And if you wanted to make a binyan av, the first half is that that's the Xeris Akasiv. Nesra is Xeris Akasiv. That's written by Achaz Isha.
And both answers hold to that?
No, the second answer says Nesra learned from Drachecha Darkei
Noyam. The second part is that you don't learn Nida from Achaz Isha.
Wait, but the second answer or second part?
Second part of the first answer.
Second part of the first answer agrees to the first, and that's all one answer. So, of course, they agree with each other. So,
I'm just clarifying what it is. I don't know if they agree.
In order to answer the question, you need to say two things. One is that Nesra is not learned from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, because if it was, it would automatically include Nida, but rather it's learned from Achaz Isha. And two, that you cannot make a binyan av between Achaz Isha and Nida because there's a pircha. Even though a pircha doesn't make sense, because Nida is more azer, so if it's more azer, there's more reason to be Nesra, but it's a pircha. And in a binyan av, you slog up with pircha, kaldus, and whatever.
So that second part, the second answer would agree with.
Yes. So the second part, he brings a raya from Sochem, because you see him balakana. Because if neither would be compared to Achaz Ishto, then it would be an erva of Allah. And once it's an erva of Allah, then the erva of Alecha is an anti-Zika force, like we said in our questions. And then you can never have him balakano. So the Psachim proves the second part of that answer. Psachim is a raya bruta. And Tavis is very nice. He brings a raya. And it's such a good raya that everybody has to hold of it. And Tavis will never doubt it forever. If that's the case, then why does Tavis continue? Because the first half of the answer is debatable. Because to say that Nesra is written by Achaz Ishto is very daikik. Because it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that Nesra is written by Achaz Isha. You look at the Rabbeinu parents, he never entertained that possibility even. In his possibilities, he has two other possibilities. He doesn't entertain this possibility.
Right, but the problem that is that the second answer by itself, that it's Derecha Darkei Noyam, would seem to you don't need a second part of the first answer from Tosus. Just Rucha Dachinom will answer both parts. It'll answer
answers the both, but it doesn't answer why Balokano. So Enochinavi, the as far as Davis's kasha is concerned, you don't the second answer alone answers it. But if you're gonna ask the Achiezer, it's kasha, why is it in Balakano? The answer is because the second answer also agrees to the first answer that Lo Dami Nida da Achaz Isha.
But it's relevant according to Darchei Noam. It's not. It's different from all Arayas because there's no putting her on hold forever.
But that's only the guy, only for Nesra is that relevant. But as far as anything else, it's not relevant. The fact that all that point is when you're discussing Nesra, which is predicated on Drachecha Darkei Noyam, need is different.
So it could be you're on hold till later, but Bolo Kano.
Yeah, when you discuss Bolo Kano is totally on whether or not you're comparable to Achaz Ishto. So this. So as far as whether you, so even the second tariff will say yes. You have to say you. The second tariff will say to the first tariff, Yosher Koyach, you gave a great raya that Nida is not done with Achaz Ishto, because if Nida was done with Achaz Ishto, you can never have him Balo Kano. Because
and if I once, said Derecha Darkei Noyam, I would say that what?
Because if you're an Erva now, you're gonna have an anti Zika force. And if you have an anti-Zika force, you can't have a Zika now. And if you don't have a Zika now, you can't be in Bado Kano. Because there's no Zika Zibam now. Maybe a Zika's Khalifa.
Even though it's not a violation of Derecha Darkei Noyam.
Yes. Because you can't, you're repellent of Zika. Jerry
Because
Carroll.
next week I know she's going to be able to go to the mikvah, so therefore it's not a violation of Drachen Rechinah.
Yes. Okay, but anyway, so so what we're saying is that with just one chap, that Taisus in his answer is really made up of two parts. So the whole Achi has his kasha was, if the second answer agrees to the first answer, why do we need the second answer? Because the second answer only agrees to half of the first answer, but he doesn't agree to the other half of the first answer, which makes the Lashon of the Rosh beautiful. It makes that Taisus is not so different than Rabbeinu Peretz, where Taisus, the way otherwise you have Taisus' starting point is that Nestor comes from Achol Zishto, and Rabbeinu Peretz's starting point is that Nestor comes from Drachecha Darkei, from Halacha Mosinai. It's a little funny. But now everyone's the same. The Pashas is Nestor doesn't come from Achol Zishto. The Pashas would be maybe it comes from Halacha Mosinai. Everyone has the same starting point. Taisus, in order to answer his first kasha, was Mechadesh a radical daichik, and Taisus himself doesn't like it in his second answer.
How is her dachen noyam can affect his mitzvah of yibum? How is this fair?
What?
How is her dachen the dachen noyam affects her? So, but that's affecting also his mitzvah. So how does he feel? Saying that's her dachen noyam, but that's mitzvah is for him.
Are you just? I mean, you know, we have certain rules that we Yeshiva used to use that you're not allowed to ask a kasha if it's a kasha on Taisus. In other words, it's not. We're trying to say a pshat and to answer the achiyazit kasha. Now, the question that you're asking is a question on Taisus, according to anyone. Okay, that maybe it's a good question, but it's not. In other words, it's not. It doesn't in any way, slug up or reprove what we're discussing, because no matter what you say in type it says Darachah Darking Nayab to make Nasra. So it's like Rashiva used to call that hiding behind a tank, but not exactly. It's that's Tama Kash and Taisus. Okay, I don't know the answer to that Kash and Taisus. I don't have to discuss it now. We're just trying to answer the Achiezer's kasha, the different kasha and taisis. Okay, we can't answer every kasha at once. No, it makes sense. The Achiezer's pshat and taisis would also have your kasha, and you have a kasha, and you don't understand how drachecha darkin nayam can create a din nesra. Okay, good kasha, but that's not.
Not
nothing related to the topic we're discussing. So it doesn't matter that there's something wrong with what we're saying. Oh, okay.
Rabbi, one issue on this point, if you read
me, excuse me, can I just want to clarify 2 points? We're continuing with the Mahalach of Reb Baruch Ber, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Number one. And number two, in the second Teretz of Taisus, we're arguing on Psachim. We're saying that the second terrace doesn't hold up Psachim.
No. We're trying to say we're following the Achiezer's lead that once Taivis says Mashma, you cannot disagree with that. The Achiezer apparently holds.
Okay, the Mashma means it's exact. Okay,
Mashma means it's enough Mashma that no one's going. We cannot argue. It might not be Beferish. But it's even though it's not the fairish, but it's very, very strong conclusive. And
okay, so how do we understand that in the second Mahalach of Taisus?
Because the second Mahalach agreed to the first Mahalach that Nida lo dami da achos isha.
Got it.
So therefore, if it's all done achos isha, so it's
oh, he agreed to that svara.
What?
He agreed to that svara of kurva.
Right. And therefore, it's not, there is no anti-Yibam force. And you can be Abazik and you can be a Balokana.
So why does he have to come on to Darachei Darachei Noam for?
Because he wants to explain why there's no Nesra. and he doesn't
Oh, this
like
was a separate. It's a separate issue.
Doesn't like the first answer.
Oh, the first answer only takes care of erva.
Needs to say that Nesra has learned out from Achaz Ishto, and that Titus doesn't like.
Okay, so right. He uses the first teretz to separate the erva, and he uses the drachad rachanim to talk about Nesra.
Yes.
Okay. Because
separating the saying that Nida of Damin Achaz Ishto does not answer why Nida doesn't have Nesra. Unless you say that Nesra is learned from Achaz Ishto.
Right, very nice.
But the Taisus doesn't like that. That wasn't the starting point. That wasn't the pashtus. You see in the Rabbeinu Peret, that's not the pashtus. In the lotion of the Rush.
Right. Halacha Moshe Nisim. Okay.
In the Rush, is very clear. He is Yesh Shailin, and then he says Tshuva L'Divrayim. People can ask and there's an answer. Tosis asks it in Ein L'Hakshos. There's not even a question. So how do we put in that first two lines of Tosis? Ein L'Hakshos, Nini Tos Le'ovim, Afbush Mitara Acharkach Le'achos Ishto. That's right now we're talking about. At that point we're saying that what? That it's going to be Exeris Akasa. She'emis Abemis Afilu Mesa Ishto. Achreke. To Lodami Da'achos Ishto. Is he still talking about Lodami Da'achos Ishto? Talking about the Exeris Akasa? Where does he switch? Where is the switch in Tosfos where he's saying, no, it's not Xeris Akasav, it's learned from
Bubble? What's the answer? You mean Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim?
I'm sorry, for Halacha Moshe, where's the switch in Tosfos to go from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to learn it out from Achaz Ishto?
The switch is right in the beginning. Meaning, I understand Achaz Ishto, but I don't understand neither. Now, how do I understand Achaz Ishto? Taibis doesn't tell you. Now, obviously, we have this rule that Taibis doesn't ask even an Ein HaHakshos, which is to clarify something, if he doesn't understand me, that you obey Achaz Ishto. So how is Taibis understanding Achaz Ishto? So the Taibis is understanding it the simple way. Anyone who knows the simple way knows. Rabbeinu Peretz tells you the simple way.
Fine. Where does it switch? Where does he switch to say that you're learning it out from Achaz Ishto, or you're not learning it out from Achaz Ishto? Meaning so, the Netzra switches.
So when it gets to the dummy, the Achaz Ishto Sharayis is Yom Ha'Yavim. I will need a Kuliyamaser. So right there, by saying need a Sura Kuliyama, you're saying that there's a Pircha. That by saying need a Sura Kuliyama is not a logical Svara. So need a Asura Kuliyama is a Pircha, why you can't learn out from Achaz Ishto. You see that in the Rush, because the Rush clearly was explaining, asking, why don't you be native from Achaz Ishto? And he gives the exact same Svara that Tosfos gives.
So, one second, but when he says Ein L'Hakshos, Delo Dummy is going back on Ein L'Hakshos. So how can we say in those words how he somehow switches where you're learning out Achaz Ishto from?
Why not?
The first part, he assumed Achaz Ishto is learned from the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Now all of a sudden, it's low dummy. He learns it from. We're learning from Gufo Achaz Ishto. That's where he learned out Nesra.
That's part of his Ein
HaHakshos. Where are we putting all that in there in those words? Tosfos
by saying that there's a pircha. By definition, if there's a pircha, that means that you want to learn that you're trying to learn it out. So that means that the source of Nesra is by Achaz Ishto. So it's. Taivis was a little bit mekatzer, but if I say you can't learn out Nesra from Achaz Ishto, so then you understand that Nesra is written by Achaz Ishto. So it's inherent in my words. If I Taivis says Dodami need the Dodami to Achaz Ishto because it is a pircha, so that means you cannot learn out neither from Achaz Ishto. Now. What do you mean learning out Nida? Who's talking about
that? But one second, but four words before that, when he says Kemo Achaz Ishto, he's talking about a different type of limud, and he's still talking about learning Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim.
He said Kemo, he wasn't talking, Kemo, just like in the Rush, Kemo did not need native. Kemo just meant Nida should have an Esra, just like Achaz Ishto has an Esra. Should he say? Because what's
so
the difference?
So Kemo Achaz Ishto means it's a Xeris Akasav. And to lo dummy da Achaz Ishto means nailif ma Achaz Ishto.
But when you say lo dummy, so then you're explaining why you can't be native. So if you're explaining why you can't be native, so then
I never suggested in La Hakshos that you're learning it from Akhazisha.
They may not have my answer. That's part of my answer. My answer, you have to be medayik in my answer. If I say you cannot learn out Nida from Akhazisha, then implicit in that is that the source of Nesra is by Akhazisha. Because if the source of Nesra is not by acquisition, what are you all learning out?
That should at least get an in Tomar or Yesh Lomar or something. An Ein LaHakshos, and there's a switch in the middle of the Ein LaHakshos to the whole way you learn out Nesra, and all this, none of this is spelled out.
Ein LaHakshos was, he said the question, except Ein LaHakshos, it just means that Davis is saying a question with an answer, but it's just telling you that it's a weak Havamina. But it's basically Davis saying, Ein LaHakshos. Question. Stop. Bim Taimar. You know, that's how they're like.
Okay, and Delo Dummy to Achos Isha is a totally different world than Kimo Achos Isha.
The way you read Taivis is as follows. The Ava Achos, the following question. Bim Taimar, neither they alter the Yibo of Abishadak, okay? Kimo Achos Isha, Shame is Yaveda Fido, Mesa Akakak. Bia Shloimar. Dummy. So that's how you read it. That's the reading. Just Tavis says Ein HaHakshos to say that it's pretty easy. So if Tavis Havamina was could be assuming one way, and when he says the Shleimar, it's self understood that he's switching.
When Rebbe first read Tavis, was not Rebbe assuming that this is a chiddush in Nida, not a chiddush in Nesra? Meaning, in Nida, we say Nida is different from all the other Arayas. Well, don't tell me Nida should be like other Arayas, because Nida is different from all the other Arayas. To say that we're also throwing in there, by the way, when I said don't say Nida should be other Arayas because you think it's a Gzeres HaKasa, I'm sorry, Halacha Moshe Sinai, and really we're switching it around, and we're saying no, it's not Halacha Moshe Sinai, he's learning it out from Achos Isha, and he doesn't say any of those words.
You don't like it, you're
I like it in theory, I just have trouble seeing in the words.
So I'm trying to say, I can't keep on arguing because I can't.
Okay,
are we still getting to Dr. Bergita's question?
Oh, so Dr. Bergita's question, I don't think I answered. Because Dr. Bergita's question is Tamek Asha, it by definition, the moment you grant the Achiezer's premise, there's no answer to Dr. Bergita's question. Because the Achiezer's premise, the Achiezer's premise is, that you the second teretz has to agree with the mashma, with the psachim. Now we had a tzad to say, not like the Achiezer, that the second teretz doesn't agree with psachim or the mashma of the psachim. But the Achiezer says no. If it's mashma and psachim, the second answer has to agree. That means the second answer also agrees in a bal kano. If the second answer agrees in bal kano, you cannot get a bal kano unless there's a zika. Because that's by definition, there can't be in Bala Kano if there's no Zika. Because, and not just it says it also gets the Kaime Mitzvah. You can't get in Bala Kano when there's no Zika. I think that's an impossibility. I'm pretty sure. How can you be in Bala Kano? If it says Kano, it means Kano Kenyan Yibam. It doesn't mean Kano Kenyan Kedushin. It's Kabala Kenyan Yibam. Chai ben Lamim, I say, it says in Bala Lo Kano. They're talking about Kenyan Yibam. So when we say in Bala Kano, it means Kenyan Yibam. By definition, that means it's a Zikas Yibam. So Dr. Begila asks that the Lashon of Tavis is Mashma, that in order to aid that dark in Nayam, im Yeshua the Zakek the Dead should nifter a Manu. So Tavis' Lashon is Mashma. That there's only a chisern of darkei known if you're niftra. That also makes logical sense. If you're not niftra, what's the big lack of darkei noyam? You could argue, you can try and figure out that there's still some kind of lack of darkei noyam. But pashtus and svara, the only time there's a lack of darkei noyam, if we tell the lady you can go free, you can go to the shuk, you can marry whoever you want, and then all of a sudden you come back and tell her she's chayiv. But if she was zakek le'ibam and zakek le'chalitza, and she wasn't pater, even in svara, it's not so easy to hear why there's darkei noyam. But maybe, like I told Dr. Vienno, svaras are a dime a dozen. So if you just got to argue in Svara, I'll figure out that there is Darkei Noyan even without Niftara. But the words of Taisus, that Ena, is very, very strongly mashma that there's only a problem of Darkei Noam if you're Niftara. So according to the Achi Ezer's assumption that we're holding a psachim, and psachim by definition, the mashmos of psachim, which by definition means there's a zika for Yibum, and for sure a zika for Chalitza, and for sure no Isser Eish Esach, so then why are you Niftara? You can't be Niftara.
Let's say we never had the Achi Ezer. Let's say we never had the Achi. We just have Rebbe's new Mahalach.
If I didn't have the Achi Ezer, we wanted to say, Meltzer said in the very beginning, we would have said that even though Taibis in his first said a mashma from Sochin, the second terrorist doesn't have to agree with that mashmos. And the second terrorist will say that in Bolo Lo Kano. And therefore, I'll say there's really no Zika's Yibum and no Zika's Chalitza, and she's Mamish Nifter, and that's why it's a Chisar and a Darkei Nayan. Okay, very beautiful. And that had nothing to do with me. That just, saying if you would have said that the second Teretz doesn't need to hold the Psochim, then everything is easy. Obviously, the Achiezer has no Kasha, because the second Teretz doesn't agree with Psochim. And then Dr. Gita is right. That there'd be a problem of Darkecha Darkei Noyam, because she's caught when she's in Nida, we tell her you're Mutter Shuk. There's no Zika on you, you're Niftara.
But even Rebbe's agreeing, right, that we're holding up Psachim.
Only because of the Achiezer told me that in Klolei Alimud, when it says Mashma, it's stark. You can't argue with a Mashma. So I'm saying, if I accept the Achiezer's premise that Mashma is stark and you can't argue with Psachim, and therefore I would have been ready to argue with Psachim, but the Achiezer says that he can't, because when Mashma means it's stark. So the Achiezer says the second Teretz must agree with Psachim. If the second Teretz agrees with Psachim, then he agrees that there's a Zika. So then it's not true. She was never Niftara. You're not Niftara if you have a Zika to Yibum. Can't say you're Niftara when you have a Zika to Yibum. You can say you're Usher. I couldn't do Yibum. So the only thing to do, Chayra, is to say,
that's going on the Achos Isha.
What?
Achos Isha is Niftara Fakert.
But Taibis is explaining the Chisaron of Darkei Noyam, but he's Avon Nida, Darkei Noyam. But why does he have to say Nida's Darkei Noam to the Baida Nami Srikar Abdin?
Because the first question is, he should have said,
and neither and Darkei Noah, because of Niftara.
It's only no Niftara because it's not a problem of Darkei Noam. The first step, in all the cases of Erva, if it's us right now, we say one thing. Is there, if there's no problem of Darkei Noam, then we say, then the person has to come back. If there is a problem of Darkei Noam, then you're like Achos Isha. That's the first step. After that, once there is a problem, if there's no problem with Darkei Noam, then the Achiezer Svara is that any woman that has to come back, there is a Zika now. But that you can't get the first base.
Okay, maybe you're in the Achiezer, maybe it would work. I don't know. I have to think. I'm not working at the Achiezer.
Asking on the Achiezer.
I'm saying on ourselves. If you weren't the Achiezer, then the only reason why I don't even think on the Achiezer would work either, because in order to get a lack of Darkei Noyam, I don't think it works in the Achiezer either. Just for the record, amount of MS. Because in order to have a lack of Darkei Noyam, it has to be that you were patterned, not that theoretically we would have patterned you. There's only a chisaron in Darkei Noam if Beis Din paskin, you are putter. They told her, you are putter.
If there was no din that a woman to her husband.
Wait, let me think for a second. If Kohen de Achiezer, there was no reason why we would ever say you're putter, because look what happens. Anita walks into court. Anita is, she is Zaka now. She's Anita now. Because she's Anita now, we would be inclined to say you're putter now. Mm-mm. But we would also be inclined to say you're Zaka later.
Why is Zaka
later? No, that's not.
Later, what do you mean now? So just like Achos Isha. Should enjoy the same benefits of Achos Isha. Until you bring in that the Bailim also have the same exact story, she's exactly a walking Achos Isha.
Not true. Because she's not Achos Isha. Because she has a Zika now for later.
That's the cart before the horse. No, she's a card-carrying member. Of
Erba. I'm sorry. We're going to argue who put the cart before the horse.
Second answer is Goofa saying she's part of the club of Erva.
So what if she's in Erva? According to
so
the
that is no difference. What's the
according
difference?
According to the Achiezer, even if you're in Erva, if you have a Zika now for later, you can have a Zika.
That's because of his chilek. Why would
how
there be
you get the Zika now for later? How did Rebbe get the Zika now for later?
Because that's the Achiezer as you said.
That's only because it's true.
The Achiezer as you said is that when you have an Achav Ish and a Nida, Anita Zakuk for later. She gets a Zika now for later.
Because of that Svara. That's the Svara of the Baila.
Once we say she is Darkei Noam, but if we would say that it's a lack of Darkei Noam in her also, then she would never come back.
You're never
come back. And if she never comes back, there's no Zika now.
But she never, excuse me, but first, but first you have to have a lack of Darkei Noam, and you only get a lack of Darkei Noam when you pastored her. But we never. Why would we ever pastor her? She comes into Beis Din, and then Nida walks into Beis Din. Beis Din are pulling their beard. What should we do with you, lady? You're right now in Achos Isha. Well, I think I should pastor you. But wait a second. You're going to be talking. You're all made to become taller. You should have. One second. So you should have a Zika now for later. Well,
Why am I different than Achos Isha?
One second, please. Since you have a Zika now for later, so you're not. I'm not going to pass to you. Well, if I'm not going to pass to you, then there's no lack of darkening.
Why am I different? I'm an Achos Isha. I'm an Erva. I'm exactly the same.
An Achos Isha doesn't have a Zika now for later.
I also don't.
Now for later.
Well, only because it's because the Bailam have the same thing. So it's a violation.
According to the Achiezer, automatically she has a Zika now for later. You won't have a Zika now for later if there's a Din Nesra. But you only get a Din Nesra if you got a Ptur. And you never, so you first got to get a Ptur. So the Zika now for later comes in first. I am pretty sure about this. That the way
why is the Beis Din asking two questions? Rebbe said Beis Din goes to two stages. First stage should be author, and then they say, but you'll be mutter later on. As soon as they say, well, you're author now, so right then and there, and then there's Darkei Noam.
But they're not blind. She walks into Beis Din. Beis Din say, you're in Achos Isha. You know what? We will make you putter now. But wait a second. We can't make you putter now because you're socket now for later. So
why am I different than an Achos Isha?
You think we first make you putter and then we change our mind?
Why am I different? I'm exactly an Achos Isha. What's the difference?
Think of the future. They know
they say,
this is a looks like an Achos Isha. You should be putter. But since you're Zakuk now for later,
why am I Zakuk now? Why isn't an Achos Isha Zakuk now?
Based on Baila.
Achos Isha is not Zakuk now for later.
Why not? Why not?
Because it'll never go off. Because it doesn't go. It's not.
I'm sure it does when the sister dies. When the what do you mean? Of course it goes off. What's the difference? The whole Svara is the Darkei Noam. Tosis is in a world where I'm a full-fledged.
I don't know. But logically, what I'm saying is right. That there's no reason. So there's no reason for Nida to have a Nesra because You walked into Bezdin. There's no, we're never gonna potter.
Is the kasha that you should not need the Rechad Achinom at all?
The kasha is that he doesn't need the fact that Gam the Baida Nami
Ashi. That's explaining why it's not a violation of the Rechad Achinom. So are you asking?
Shinshi never gets potter.
So Dr. Brigida said you don't need the words the Rechad Achinom?
You need the Achinom for him to explain Achos Isha. But when Tavis is trying to explain why Nida is different than Achos Isha,
why can't it enjoy that same svara?
So he could have said that Nida is different than Achos Isha because by Achos Isha, you can't have a Zika now for later, probably because it's all Tafsi Bakadushin. So you can't have a Zika now for later. But by Nida, since it's Tafsi Bakadushin, you can have a Zika now for later. And it's like the Achiezer says, Nida can have a Zika now for later. Therefore, it never gets a moment of tour. And if it never gets a moment of tour, there should be no Nesra.
Why is Tosfos hacking by Achos?
No, Maka Dake Noyam.
If that's the reason, why is Tosfos hacking Mahai Base and not Mahai Base and Achos? He's just totally out. Just say he doesn't have Tafis Kedushin. This is working in the Svar of Dake Noyam. He's not working in the Svar of
Zayin. There's no. According to, if you accept Dr. Vegeta's diak in the Lashon of Tosfos, that the only time there's a chisaron of Darkei Nayan is if you have a ptur, then according to everybody, Tosfos is shver, because Nida is not going to get a ptur, because it says in Sakin that Nida is in Baal HaKana. That means that Nida doesn't get a ptur. If Nida doesn't get a ptur, so then there's never a potter. And I forget about that. I was just saying that I was making Hiddo happy.
Why can't the fact that says that she's still usher to the husband prove that it's a din of Omedes, and therefore that's why we can say that it doesn't come back? Why can't that be what Tosfos is telling us?
Tosfos uses the lotion that he should have said that by the Eze Darkei Noyam Nisokek Gezeshe Oser Imenu. But the fact that he used the Lashon, that's not going to get his Diak. Now, maybe we'll say, what can you do? The Diak Slav Dafka. But the fact that Tosfos overkilled and said Eze Darkei Noyam Nisokek Niftira is mashma, that it's only a chisaron of Darkei Noyam if you're Niftira. So the question is, since Nida, no matter what you're going to say, if it says in Psachim, Nida has in Bodo Kano, that means that Nida never gets sacked in that you're Niftira, because your Nida is Bodo Kano. You have a Zika for later. You have a Zika now. So now see, if you have a Zika now, whatever the Hezber is, whatever your Hezber is in Psachim, but the end result is you end up with a Zika now. So if you end up with a Zika now, so it will never be Niftira. Because Bezdin obviously know that you're going to end up with a Zika now. So Bezdin are never going to tell her. Bezdin are never going to go over to the lady and say, lady, you're Niftira. They would never do that because they know they're Talmidei Achamim, and they know that you're going to be Zaka. You're Zaka. Because that's what it says in Sukkim, that you're Zaka. So then if you're Medayik and Dr. Vegeta's question, then you're stuck. The only answer theoretically could be if you say the word Niftira Zadaka. So I just use the word Niftira by Achos Ishta, but by Nida, even if it wouldn't be Niftira, even if it would be Nesra, there'll be a Chisar talking now. So a little bit Daichik. Because then why does he use the word Niftira by Achos Ishta? It's not relevant, the Niftira. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Well, we know that she's going to be Omedes L'chalitza, right? Rush uses that for his. Rush uses it to back his up. His, I mean, he's going with the first answer to us, but he tries to use that point to prove that.
Okay. Fine.
Are we saying that Drachader Chinam, because she would only get chalitza but not yibum, and therefore it's only Lagabe? We're saying something like that.
Dr. Begeda's diak, I would say that as long since. People like to do Yibum. People don't like to do Chalitza. So she was also to do Yibum. And therefore, even though she's mutter to do Chalitza, that's lack of Darkei Noyam to make her later mutter to do Yibum. Because if you're going to make her later, mutter to do yibum, everyone's going to hang out and wait.
Oh my, the Rush uses that because he's not working within Darkei Noam?
Yeah, he's not working within Darkei Noam. The Rush is something else. I think it's lack of Darkei Noam because she's going to wait because right now she's usher for yibum. Chalitza mevakom yibum lav mitzvah. So people are going to wait and say, well, you're going to become mutter to do yibum in 6 months from now, theoretically. So it's, well, we're going to wait. So it's not Darkei Noam to keep her waiting. That people are going to wait to do yibum because they don't want to do chalitza. Chalitza makom yibum la mitzvah. So and we want to do yibum and we can't do yibum now and we can do yibum later. So you're going to end up keeping her waiting, and that's lack of talking that doesn't fit so well in the lashon. And Svara, I can hear it. I can hear that's a lack of talking dayim. That even though you're zakuk, but you're if you'd be usher to do yibum when you're in nida, there's a lack of talking dayim. Because people are going to wait till she becomes Ice Yibum to do Yibum. So you're keeping her waiting.
Tosha says that Omedes, when Tosha says Omedes.
What?
When Tosha says Omedes, that it's Omedes, Omedes Litar. Does Tosha say that?
No, Tosha said that. Rush said that.
Rush said
it. Is it Rush said it?
Yes. Okay, anyway. Okay, listen, everyone should have a good year. I hope everyone is nice on me that I don't answer your kashas nicely and I scream at you.
Now we still have another 2.5 days before Yom Kippur.
I might get Bechina before Rosh Hashanah because why
what's should the plan for Monday, Rabbi?
Why should we get what's the plan for that's a good question. So can we start at 8:30 on Sam Gedalia? I think that I'm going to need some time.
Is Marv going to be over by then?
Marv, we said.
Shkia is 7:22. I looked it up in Miami.
7:22 is what is Shkia?
Yeah, on the 18th, September 18th.
Okay, 7:22, and that means 20 minutes. They're going to daven is 7:42. Let's try 8:30 for a half hour. I should be able to make it.
Rebbe, can we say that the words in Tosfos when he says the afla bala? Could that be a code word for imbala kana?
I don't see how, but okay. I don't know. Okay, anyway, so I don't see how that fits in. That's a code word.
If Tosfos would say imbala kana, would that fit? That would make sense.
Okay, if you would say it, you didn't say it.
So the reason that Tais is saying it's Omedes Labala is the reason Balakana. It's the same reason. So Tais is really saying, maybe Tais is really talking about that, the idea of Balakana.
Okay, I don't see that in the Lashon so much. I don't know. Sounds a little difficult. But okay, that. I gotta go if you don't mind. Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you. We should connect to everybody. So Sunday we'll start at 8:30. We'll try.
Monday.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A good convention.
Thank you.